Hi, everyone. So I don't go out very much. I'm not a big drinker or bar person. So most of the time, my boyfriend and my younger sister and my mom go get trashed together. It's actually very, very funny. I love it when all three of them are hungover because I'm just skipping around like, woo. But this is a story of when I lived in Peru the summer after my first year of college. I went out twice during that time because my host family didn't have an extra pair of keys for the house. So I felt guilty going out at night and then like having to knock on the door, have them let me in at midnight or whenever I was coming back. But once it was my host sibling's friend's birthday, so they took me out with them. And also, it's important to note that this woman whose birthday it was a lesbian. And that's important because I had come out to my host family like a week prior. My host sister and my host mom were watching a movie about a man, a fashion designer who pretends to be gay so that he can have affairs with his female clients. And then someone discovers it, so he has to then like fake date a man, but then they fall in love. And in the end, they get polyamorously married, the three of them. It was very progressive. So I then told my host mom and sister, I'm gay. And they said, yeah, we could tell. You brought crocheting equipment. It's like, fair. My host brother on the night of this birthday were like, yeah, Deanna and I are going to this bar. It's actually a gay bar. Is that interesting to you? And I said, yeah, actually, I'm gay. And he's like, oh, cool. And you'll fit right in. So we went on a little pub crawl that began with going to a bar where there was an old, like a man probably in his late 20s, early 30s, who was vibing with me, talking with me all the time. And then we ended up leaving that bar and they said, ooh, I hope that you connect with him. And I got his Snapchat because that's how it works. And then we went to a gay discotheque because they have those. In Peru. I've never been to a gay bar or a gay discotheque prior to this experience. It was really cool. And we enter, and my host brother, Guillermo, leans in and whispers into my ear, happy birthday, which I think is very cute. So there are just guys making out with each other, and I'm dancing very seductively. And then I make eye contact with some dude who has to be minimum 35 years old, is probably a foot taller than me, full beard. And I ask him in Spanish while doing like this, if he wants to dance. And he makes eye contact with me and then walks away. I just like danced around with my host siblings and their friends and everything. It was fun, and we left, and I ended up Snapchatting with this guy. And at one point I asked him if he wanted like go like get a drink or something, and he proceeds to Snapchat a picture of him dancing with a woman very seductively, and then also insinuates that he's a member of organized crime. So I blocked him, as one does in that situation. Dare he send me a video of him dancing with a woman? So that was night number one. And night number two was actually the last night I was in Peru. And my host siblings and I went to a carnival, which is not nightlife in the sense of a bar, but it was at night. And there were some sexy Peruvian 20-year-olds there. So I go with them. And it's very fun. There are lots of rides. There's funnel cake. We're just wandering around going from ride to ride. But we do a couple of twirly, dizzy-making rides in a row, and I start to get nauseous. I'm like, okay, I think I'm going to like sit down for a bit, but there's one last ride that my host brother wants to go on and wants me to go with him, and he asked me, please, 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 so I end up going with him, and it is a very tall, very spinny ride, halfway through the ride, I do vomit. I do see the vomit sail through the air and land on someone. When we get off the ride, I'm just like, oh God. And I make out in the corner of my eye, like some dude, like wiping stuff off of his leather jacket. And I'm like, I can't even engage with that right now. Then that was the last, ride of the night. So then we all start to walk back and I'm still kind of nauseous and dazed, and I am, rifting through the, pockets of my jacket trying to find ibuprofen or something that will help. I don't know if ibuprofen helps with that. But I just grab, like, pull my hand, feel stuff. I pull it out, and I pull out a condom. And my host sister, she's the only one who, like, is looking in my direction, and she and I make eye contact, and then she just starts to laugh. So that's my story about nightlife in Peru.